The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DiTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 6:30 tonight. We talked about it a little bit, but Connor McGovern was waived today by the Saints, so that's the indication. Eric McCoy is well en route to be the starter this coming Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. Let's go to back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Tony in Australia. Tony, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Bobby and Mike, how are you? Who that?
Who that, Tony? How you been, bud?
Who that, Tony? So what time is it?
Okay. Yesterday morning.
Hey, wait, Tony, hold on. You call us sometimes, you know, early in the morning, you're a big Who That Nation member. I look at you, the founding father of the Who That Nation in Australia, and how you represent. But what time is it now in Australia? Because usually you call in the morning. Are you up? Is it like the next morning? Because
yeah, here it's 9:45 a.m.
So 9:45 a.m. Tuesday morning.
So Tony, gotcha.
So Tony, that was an impressive win, especially because it's against the Dirty Birds.
Worst thing could have happened is to get swept by the Dirty Birds. But I heard you talking about the crowd, and I, in my opinion, I think the energy Coach Rizzi showed, the crowd fed on that as well.
Yes, the crowd definitely fed on Coach Rizzi and his enthusiasm and his aggressive nature and how the players responded to him. I would have to agree with that.
Isn't karma funny? Because Koo kicked the winning field goal when we played him in Atlanta, and he missed three yesterday.
Yeah, you missed a field goal of 46, 53 yards, and then John Ridgeway had that blocked field goal. Because, that guy's been, ice in his veins. But the one thing, you know what? I'm glad somebody else, dunked it against, the field goal post. I'll never get over, what was the damn game we playing, I think, in England?
Yeah, it was Minnesota Vikings.
Against Lutt.
The Vikings.
Remember, it was one doink. It was double doink. And it was like, damn,
it
didn't
Will
go
Lutz.
Through. Yeah.
Will Lutz double doink.
And
point.
It didn't go through. It's like we would have beat Minnesota. So by the time we get a little luck in our favor in that regard.
Yeah, and some of the calls against us yesterday, Devontae.
You're talking
about
calls
Jones,
as far as penalties, penalties or what? What are you talking about?
The holding penalty on Devontae, pass interference.
With Taysom Hill, the very first play, we're going to go 88 yards and we're going to house it. Boy, you want to get the fans fired up. And, we moved the ball down there. Now, we didn't convert on fourth down, but, we were aggressive. And we moved it down there. We never played from behind. We were up 3-0 that time, and ultimately we were up 10-0. Remember Card, Valdez-Scantling, that 40-yard touchdown? That was a dime. We go four plays, 57 yards to take a 10-0 lead. The fans were engaged. You know why? Because we're ahead, and you're giving them something to cheer for. And you know what? I don't know who's in charge of the music at the Dome and all. I think they try and they do a great job. But when they play, it's old school. Stand up and get crunk. Okay,
That's Big Henry's song.
Okay, you could play that. We score a touchdown, stand up and get crunk. But don't ever play that damn song. What was the game that we fought? What was the Broncos game? We have no chance, and we score a touchdown on the end. Stand up and get crunk. What? No. Well, what are you doing? Play something else. It doesn't matter, okay? No, you don't stand up and get crunk when you're getting waxed by Sean Payton and the Broncos. No, you play that when you have the momentum and you're trying to, you know, you have them down. You know, you want to put that nail in the coffin, so to speak, and keep them down. And you step it on their neck with your boot, and you want to keep them down. That's when you play the song when you score a touchdown. Not when the game's out of hand, stand up and get crunk. That must have been some young individual that played that in the fourth quarter. I mean, in the future, don't never play.
Listen to Bobby now.
Don't play that song if the game is out of hand. No, you don't play stand up and get crunk instead of we really getting crunk because we winning. And we have a chance, a great chance to win, and we got some momentum. If the game's out of hand, don't never play that song. Come on, you got to have common sense.
Yeah, and it's just a shame that I can't listen to any of the shows on my phone anymore because of Odyssey won't allow it outside USA or Canada.
So wait, so how do you listen to it in Australia? You can't outside of Canada, so because of Odyssey. I don't know. So how do you listen to it, Tony, in Australia? How do you get your Saints your fix? How do you get your Saints fix that Houdan Nation Saints games? How do you get that internationally? I mean, I want to know that. That's intriguing.
When it's on TV, or I've got an app. Where I can choose the games.
Okay, so you have an app and you could choose the games and you could get it that way. Okay.
Yeah, I think one of the things it'll too, run for a bit and then I have to go and change the viewing station.
Okay, but, I got you. One of the things, Tony, let me just say, Roger Goodell, before the last overseas game, he is sort of telling everybody, we want expansion of the NFL in different countries. And I think all of that, how you getting the NFL will change dramatically over the next couple years.
You have to make it convenient, not like, that's a
pain. Not make it hard to get.
Well, not a pain in the ass. It's like, I want to watch the NFL. I mean, I got to go through, the bells and whistles and all the hoops I got to jump through. You want to make it convenient so you get that exposure. Come on. Again, that's common sense. All right, Tony.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it, buddy. Always enjoy hearing you and man, keep yourself well there. I know you had some health issues, and so
he turned the corner though. Tony sounds
better.
Good. Tony, you sound awesome.
Thank you, Tony. We'll be back.
I know is you know what I love about Tony. He works at a Pizza Hut, and it's like a bar room.
Found out about that. Pizza
yeah, then
Hut.
All of a sudden the Pizza Hut's in Australia,
and they serve alcohol.
No, it's
beer.
Like no, it's like they have a place. It's like you're in a bar, but they have it's Pizza Hut.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.